KFA EDQ monitoring statewide 1.
KEA LAX statewide 1.
NAWRO, good afternoon, Dean.
Good afternoon, Tim. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself? Got my vaccines today. And then I came home, had lunch, and working on the new membership roster.
Fair enough. Is there very many new ones to add on to that?
No, this would be the, I guess you'd call it restructuring, because of where we're headed with the, I always forget what it is, 501c3, I guess.
Copy that. Yeah, I didn't know there was, I know there's a lot involved in a lot of stuff that has to be followed. I didn't know rosters were necessarily one of them, but awesome. I like it. We're heading in a promising direction, in my opinion.
Trying to leave a good long gap in there now. I'm trying to train myself. And a good idea on the bringing the taking photos at the next meeting. And already got permission for 6:30, so we could probably just bump it up to 6 because Mike says he's usually there slightly after 6 anyways. The only caveat, like before, is if there happens to be somebody in the room, we'll have to yield to them, but we could find a public spot to congregate at if necessary. I think the room will be available at 6, though.
Yeah, I plan on being there around that time. You were kind of across the table, but I had brought it up to Dave about doing that, just in case there was members that weren't able to achieve it. I know he's been asking for it, so I figured just offer it so it makes it easier on the members and also easier on Dave because he doesn't have to worry about it. I just hope that the members that didn't do it show up and take advantage of it. Back over to you, Jim, 88LAX.
Yes, sir. Just another way of helping them out to get it done. He hasn't sent that to, I don't know if it's appropriate to call it a nag list, but I always call it a nag list. He hasn't turned that one over to me yet, but that's the next one for me to try to track down and, let him know. But, if we can just get them a method to do it easily, like what you're offering, yeah, why not,
Yeah, I think I'm going to employ either my daughter or my wife to, one of those two to come to the meeting with me and assist because I'm attempting, if all goes right, we should be also streaming this meeting as well. So that leaves a lot for me to do in a little bit of amount of time.
Yeah, understood on that. Just a side note, I got Mike corrected me at the last meeting we were at, and that room that we're in, the bigger room, apparently, if I got it right, that's not actually our normal room. Apparently, we're in the smaller room in the corner. I believe that's 104. So just in the back of your mind, I'm not exactly sure what room we're going to be in this month. Dave's probably got it. And that list of rooms got swept away with all the file dust bunnies. But, you might picture the room that we were in your mind. That's where you're going to set up it. The way you had it set up looked pretty good. But you might have to adjust it slightly if it's a smaller room, of course.
Yeah, that shouldn't be much of an issue. It's just all about distance and figuring out the proper table to use. But if what I can do will work, I'm trying to find a way to tap into the feed for the projector and then just use a video feed for just the podium that way and just overlay them. So the video feed will be, a portion of the screen and I can flip them back and forth between full size and partial size and just have them overlay each other. That way it's a little bit easier. I'm just trying to get it set up so that if I'm unable to do it, someone like John or another member would be able to take it over for that, you know, meeting without a overcomplication. You know, try to make it dummy-proof, if you will.
Yeah, simplifying your area, kind of like John is doing with a lot of his net logs and stuff like that, to make it easy to use. I like it.
I don't necessarily foresee myself in the near future being able to attend for whatever reason, but, you know, things do come up. So if it does happen, I want to be able to just say, here, it's this simple. And, you know, John was watching a lot of what was going on for the first one. It's just a new software to me, so I'm learning of all of the possibilities that OBS Studio has. A lot of features, so I'm working on it.
Well, always good to have a fallback position, at the end of the day, that is your equipment. So if you missed one, I think we could live with that, you know. But it's good not to, of course. So greatly appreciated.
Well, the camera that I'm using is basically, at this point, it's basically a webcam, and that's basically donated to the cause. The microphones that we're using are John's, and the software that I'm using is a free open source software. So if it had to be taken over temporarily, it's something that somebody else could be set up with beforehand, and that's kind of how I like it. Like I said, I don't foresee myself not being able to, but I want to be prepared just in case.
Always good, of course, to be prepared. Yeah, that sounds good. I can't think of anything else in regards to that. Oh, yeah, I know. The question was, did we decide if we want, you know, if we're going to speak for any lengthy period of time, you'd probably prefer us to go up to the podium. Did we decide to determine that as the best practice, I suppose?
So what I'm working on right now is picking up a more of a normal-looking microphone, because that program will allow us to have multiple audio inputs. And what I was hoping to do is, yes, if someone's going to speak for a lengthy amount of time, go up to the podium and share a mic with either Mike or Dave. But I think I want to kind of restructure the presentation to leaving questions for last and passing that microphone around the room.
Alrighty, and I guess we'll probably just have to kind of do trial and error, you know, see what works best. Because we are, well, I wasn't here when they did this before. I guess during the pandemic they might have done something similar, but I wasn't around. So we'll have to see what works best. So I'm glad you're looking into it and taking care of business. N-A-W-R-O.
K-A-L-A-F. Yeah, I'm working on it. It's been a little delayed on the list. Yesterday was definitely exciting. I did like that. I think I might ask to back up on a couple more before I go and try to take it. But I think it'll be a fun thing. I don't know if I would want to log myself. I think I could do that. I know that Dave and Mike like each other logging for each other, and that's cool too. But I don't know. I think I would want to try to do it myself and the other way just to get used to it, you know, in case there isn't a backup or someone that knows how to do it. Over to you, Jim.
Well, I would suggest, I'm sure it could be worked out, is that, you know, when the time comes that you want to go be primary on the net, work it out so John could take backup, and then he can do it. And there's two ways to do it. Where the one I'm going to do is where I can just parrot him, just shadow him. But he actually likes logging his own when he's primary, and I can't mess him up that way because I'm just continuing to practice so that I get it down right. And like you said, you heard it. You were kind of doing two things at once last night. But then at the end of the net, I can just compare. Yep, I got everything you got and all as well. But, yeah, John would be really good for that, you know, especially if you want to log yourself, but then he could be your backup in case you miss something.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agreed. Like I said, it was fun. I got a little bit stressed out and overwhelmed in the beginning. Like John had said, something with the log messed up, and I think it might have been on my end because as soon as I refreshed my page, it started working for me again. But it started saying no member found, so I'm like, did I get the call sign wrong? Did I hear it wrong? And then I did it the next time. I'm like, no, I know I heard that one right. And it would still say, no, wrong name, or, yeah, I just keep getting error messages. And then John, I could see him in the background kind of fixing stuff, and I was like, okay, so I'm not getting it wrong. There's something going on. So I just kind of stuck to it and let John do his background stuff and add names and add call signs, and or not call signs, but names and addresses and stuff like that. So in the very beginning, I got a little, oops, I think I messed up, and then I started following through. So it was fun.
And the only other thing I might suggest, I've been looking at it for like 3 hours straight right now, but the front page of our active roster, 28 members, if you take a close look at that, just study the call signs, the, you know, 80%, 85, 90 of them, you probably already know them, but there's some that you might not. And just familiarize yourself with the calls, because I see it with the net. We get caught up with having, you know, the net log interprets the calls and people coming in when, I know that person. He's Joe, number 15. You know, you sat right next to me at the last meeting, you know, and you don't realize it, but if we just familiarize ourselves with the calls, then we know it's like one of our guys, and that helps out. I've been doing that lately myself. And then the friendly first names, too. It's like Bill, not William. There's a couple Oliver, you know, Don, not Donald. Not that matters that much, but, you know, it's kind of helpful. But, boy, I did see that lag. And the lag is like, you got a call sign there, and Mike was calling it back with the call signs without a name because it was lagging.
And that's okay. The lag didn't trip me up much. It was more when the data was coming across and, you know, saying that something was wrong. That's when I was second-guessing myself, like, did I punch that in wrong? Did I get a wrong character here? But then I realized that I was getting them right and there was just something wrong. And then while he was acknowledging people, John messaged me and said, refresh the page. I refreshed it. He goes, put my call sign in the bottom, tell me if it worked. And it did. So I was like, all right. He goes, good, you're good now. And then every single one I did after that was good. So he had my back on that. It was greatly appreciated.
That is so good to have real-time tech support when you're doing that for the first time, because I'm going to use the word for the week. You could easily get kerfluffled with that, especially with it misbehaving like that. And then on my side, it was definitely the old PC. I went over to the new one, and I had already imported it. It was all right there in my favorites and I just clicked it and it works fine. And then it was stable and everything. So it had nothing to do with John's side of it or anything like that. It was just, I'm totally happy to get, you know, get off the old PC and on with the new one. It was working much better.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the Excel upgrade, and I'm sure he's listening, smirking in the background, getting all this recognition. But I'm really excited to see the Excel side of the system. I think that'll be really cool, because he talked about how there's a lot of stuff in there that's different and computes different. So I'm excited to see that in the future. KELAX Friday, over you, Tim.
Well, I think I may have saw a version of that. He originally called it the CERT log. He made it for Warren CERT. And, yeah, that was quite impressive, and even the former iteration of it. So I certainly haven't seen anything with the front. You saw the map, too, right? And granted, it's just a static map. There's nothing mobile there. There's no APRS yet. But nevertheless, it's kind of gives you, you know, a graphical representation of where these people are calling you from.
So we were working on that last night. I don't know if something got messed up and it's just not working for me or if it's not working in general, but the map pulls up, but it's not loading down any pins when you put in a call sign. So that part is, I think you guys call it kerfuffled. Back over to you.
That's the new ham technical term for the week, or perhaps the month, kerfuffled. So, that's good. All good. All right. Well, sounds good. I have like multiple monitors open here. I even have the Toughbook open on WinLink, and I have yet to be able to connect down to the Mount Clemens gateway. So I might take a break with this form because, you know, kind of going blind here with this, and I'll maybe take a break and try the WinLink one more time. And if necessary, I think I might take a trip south and go mobile, you know, in a couple days and just see where the point is that, because I hear the beacon, but it just doesn't hear me even on 50 watts with the diamond vertical. So something's up.
Well, Tim, I don't think it's you. There's a lot of members having issues. I'm not 100% positive, but I think the 1200 baud I think was incorrect, and I want to get clarification on that because I posted that on social media. So I think I have the baud rate for the UHF wrong. So that I'd be interested in, and there's some packet issues. A couple people were talking about the gateway not picking up the first couple packets, so it's not responding. It's picking up some, but not all. I could be very wrong on that, but I think that's what I was understanding.
Yeah, correct. I think that was 88OD, John. And he seemed to, he did actually, apparently today he made a connection. I assume that's UHF. I haven't heard anyone talk about the VHF side. So interesting. And then, of course, Randy, the owner of the equipment that was there on Saturday, he said he connected. And his QTH would be Shelby Utica area. So it's there. It's just, something's quite up. It shouldn't be that hard to connect. And if it's working right, we really should be able to connect by HT from MISD Classroom, because I'm hoping we can do that, because in the next meeting we get the permission to, you heard that Tom wanted it. And there's a couple of the legacy members that wanted to try to come in early and, you know, get the RF T-shirt. But we have to confirm that this is working before we make commitment to that, of course, naturally. So. Yeah, good. I'm a little late to the party here. I've been watching the Discord and seeing what Darren and John and John are doing, and yourself, and you know, and Randy. He's currently made some adjustments to it. So yeah, we'll get it working. That beacon is working. The APRS. I see that thing. That's fun. I got to play with that too now.
Oh yeah, APRS is definitely working. I tested that right after we left. And it followed me all the way. Tom had me take the back way. It followed me all the way up to your house and then all the way back. And it was definitely coming in through Mount Clemens. So that was working very well. And I've got my APRS power turned down. So that one was definitely working very well. I'm interested in the WinLink stuff. I know when I set up my Direwolf and my computer, one user, when I was going through a tutorial, mentioned that I should add a couple extra rows of stuff in the bottom. And it's like TX delay and a couple other things there in the bottom for the .com file. And that's supposed to help with like a little bit of initial packet loss and stuff like that. But I ended up borrowing another... sound card modem, and I haven't gotten to setting up the proper cable yet, so I have not been able to test.
Hey, WRO, yes, I do recall in the spring when I first joined, and I think it was Riley showed us how to do it. I started with the dire wolf. I think I mentioned this to you. And yes, you can kind of tweak it. You put in, it's like coding almost. You put in different parameters that have. Then I did move over to this. I got it running right now. Sound modem, IUVHO or whatever it is. And I don't know. I just kind of like that a little bit better. Something to do with that waterfall on the bottom. You get to see the signal itself. Oh, and a tip, by the way, if you want to make sure whatever you got going at least can receive, go ahead and put the APRS frequency in, because that's beaconing out enough, and you can, it'll populate your sound modem screen as a, not transmitting, but you would receive it, and you can just prove that you are actually receiving.
I did not know that. I appreciate the tip. But I'm gonna step out here. I gotta run into the store here, and I got a couple things to take care of. So, but I appreciate that tip, and I will definitely try it. This is KLAX, and I will be clear and standing by on your final.
Have a good one, Dean. NAWRO. I'll be clear as well.
KEA-FCR, State 51.
And the XPQ monitoring statewide one.
KEA-FGW monitoring.
KEA-EDQ monitoring statewide one.